Hey, this is Mark A. Altman, creator and executive producer of Pandora, and welcome to Unboxing Pandora, a weekly podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the new series that debuts on Tuesday, July 16th on the CW and around the world. Each week, we'll visit with your favorite Pandora cast and crew members and get an insider look at the making of this exciting new sci-fi series. And for more bonus content, don't forget to visit us on Twitter and Instagram at CW Pandora or hashtag PandoraCW and Pandora Writers. Now, let's open the box on Pandora. Hey, this is Mark A. Altman, showrunner and executive producer of the new CW show Pandora, and I am here with our two stars, Priscilla Quintana. And wow. The lovely Oliver Dench. The stars. Okay, well, I'll take that back. But, you know, that's the first way. The leads in our show.
That feels more normal.
You know, in late July, they'll be the stars. Right now, they're the leads. And I also have executive producer Tom Vitale here as well. So, hey, guys. Welcome to the Pandora podcast. And I just want to talk to you about this incredible experience that we've had here in Sofia shooting the show. Mm. And it's been very, very interesting. We've learned a lot about the city and about our fellow castmates. And
jewel of Eastern Europe. We're here for 4 months, and I figure if I don't leave fluent in Bulgarian, then I'm wasting my time.
Have you made any progress learning Bulgarian?
Da. Kaj vam si Oliver. Prijatno mi je.
My name is Oliver.
Da.
Yes.
It's nice to meet you. I'm probably pronouncing this wrong. If any Bulgarians listen to this, they'll be able to know it's all lies.
What about you, Priscilla? Have you learned any Bulgarian?
Not really. I know his nicknames that we call him, which is Bebce, baby, and Gure, which means dickhead.
Great. Now Apple Podcast is going to consider this explicit.
Just bleep that out. But I haven't really been learning as much as I probably...
I've been memorizing lines. Every day, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of lines in the episodes we've been shooting so far.
But I'm hoping to be able to just order a taxi or ask how much something costs by the end of this. That would be ideal.
The problem is you don't understand the answers.
No, I'm every time I go to the grocery store, it's like playing charades. Yeah. Like, try to mime what a tomato is. Like, how do you do that?
I've worked out the questions that the cashiers ask. I know they ask in order. They say hello, you say hello back. And then they say, do you have a Billa card? And you say no. They say, do you need bags? And you say no. Then you say thank you and you leave. And
if they're asking
different questions every time.
No.
No. No, I have definitely done that.
Did you have a nice trip here?
No.
No.
Thank you very much.
Are you happy with the service here? No.
Well, and you know that here in Bulgaria, no is you nod your head, and yes means you.
Oh my gosh. My taxi driver was yelling at me yesterday because I ordered a taxi on OK Taxi, which is like their Uber here. And I was like, oh, for Priscilla. And he shook his head like this. And I was like, oh, okay, sorry. And I was already in the car. So I got out of the car and walked away. And he starts honking at me. He's like, hey, like, I don't really know what he's saying. And he's yelling at me. And I'm like, what do you want me to do? Yeah. And then he's like, Priscilla. And then he was saying, come here. And then I was like, Priscilla. And he was shaking his head. I was like, this guy's either bipolar or something weird is happening here. But yeah, I get it now. I get it. My friend Ileana was born and raised in Bulgaria, and that's something she told me what happened, but I forgot about it.
Apparently it was a conversion thing when the Ottomans came through. Did you tell me that?
Yes.
You told me.
Well, because I was talking about how odd it was, and I wouldn't say our onset prop guy took offense, but it was more like he really takes great pride, and so he educated me. He said that they would ask, the Turks would ask the Bulgarians to convert, and they would stick a sword under their... throat and say, will you convert from Catholicism and Christianity? And so they would go no when they really meant yes.
Wow.
Or no, they would say they meant yes when they really meant no. Yeah.
That's
so
amazing.
And that's where that tradition came from. So to them, it's very important that they've carried that on. It's very interesting.
Wow. Yeah, Ileana said that they're the only country in the world to do that.
Yeah. Mm. They have a lot of strange customs here.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're getting the hang of it. Great food.
Great food. Banitsa. I eat it every day. It's this pastry with cheese and dough and egg and spinach.
It's a bit like a quiche mixed with
it is
baklava.
Like a quiche, but better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really tasty.
It is, and they serve it a lot.
They have the best food here. What is that thing you were eating today? It was like a breaded bread.
It was almost like an unsweetened donut.
Yeah.
It was like a square of dough that had been deep fried and not powdery, sugary. We talk about Bulgarian food.
That was basically, it was just kind of a beignet without the
peppers. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's like perfect. Yeah. It was like a beignet.
I said that, and you didn't tell me it was perfect.
You didn't say
breakfast.
It was a beignet.
I did. I said
no,
it was
you didn't.
Beignet.
I would have
but
remembered
you see,
that
you had
because
to nod
I love
your head
beignets.
This way.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
You know what I love? That you know, in the background, you hear all this noise. We're actually on the set of the show, and they are working on the sets here because we're night shooting, and we're in Professor Osborne's office where you spend a lot of time.
I do spend a lot of time.
I just shot my first scene where I just met my uncle, my first scene with my uncle. Hi, Sophie. Our AD's here, probably to call me back to set.
Are they calling him to set?
No, it's the...
Oh, the noise. You know what? I think if they're actually working on the sets, we probably shouldn't ask them to stop.
5 minutes, yeah.
Are they going to be 5 minutes?
Maybe five.
5 minutes of this drilling. It depends. How bad is it?
I can hear pretty clearly, and these are very omnidirectional. Like, you'll hear it in the background, but I mean, I think it's the authentic experience.
Yeah, that's a good noise. Yeah, that's a cool noise. You know? And they're building spaceships, so that's really cool.
One of our fabulous ADs just stepped in, and this is Sophie. And,
come along, Sophie. Sit on the sofa.
We're doing a podcast.
And, why are you being shy?
Oh, she doesn't want to say
anything.
She's
shaking her head in the corner. She got shy.
Which means yes.
Oh, yeah.
We've just learned.
Oh my
you
gosh.
Sure you don't want to jump in? See, we made a big deal out of how we're not just going to do the standard Pablum, EPK Pablum. You're getting the real experience of being on set when you listen to this.
Constant drilling.
Yeah. So, Priscilla, I want to talk to you because I've never quite cast a show like this, nor have I ever had the experience that I've had, you know, casting you in the show. You know, can you tell me a little bit about getting the part of Jax and what it meant to you? And it's a really, I think, wonderful story.
Yeah, so I got the breakdown through my agents, and I already fell in love with the project. I had no idea. It had no information, really. It just said, produced by Mark A. Altman. It didn't
say
it
was... That's me!
Yes, that is you. It didn't say for the CW, and it just said when it started shooting. And I didn't have a script yet. So it was just the sides, and I was like, oh my god, this is so cool. So I taped for it. We sent it off to Erica Breen, who's a casting director. And I didn't know it was CW, so I didn't really play up the, you know,
the
kind
cool,
of
sexy young.
Yeah, it was just very, I don't know, as if it was for.
You're so naturally cool, sexy.
Oh, well, thank you. But so she sent back some notes and she was like, oh, do it this way. And she, I don't know if you knew this, but I sent two tapes to her before one even got to you.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, so she was really in my corner.
She was.
The whole time. Really in my corner. Erica, if you're listening to this, thank you. I love you.
So do we.
Yes.
Erica, give me a call.
And then you liked it and had a couple of adjustments, and I sent you a tape, and then you wanted, and then I think you liked me for the part, but it was between me and maybe one or two other people, and so you were willing to get on
the original considering me. There was touch and go for a while, but
and then Mark was willing to actually get on the phone with me and talk me through what he envisioned for the character, which I think after our conversation we realized that our visions
were completely aligned,
coincided
so true
with one another.
Do you know? I mean, do you remember? Do you mind sharing why we had that conversation? What led to that conversation?
The letter.
The letter. Yeah.
So we didn't know when I was going to leave if I booked this. And Erica kept saying, it could be tomorrow. It could be tomorrow.
Right.
So I was like, do I pack? I don't know what to do. And I was so anxious and so nervous and just hoping I got it because I already knew that I loved Jack so much. So I ended up writing Mark a letter just explaining my love for the character and saying how much I resonate with her and how much I don't judge her. I understand her coping mechanisms. I know what it's like to lose someone that's close to you in your family and have to change environments. And I know what it's like to cope through, you know, Jax can be pretty sarcastic sometimes, but I think she uses that to cover her pain. And I know what that's like. I know what it's like to move schools and not know a soul. So I just wrote all of this and laid it out in a letter. I poured my heart out, basically.
You did.
And at the end of the letter, I said, I know you're going to choose the perfect person, but just know that if it's me, I will give every single fiber of my heart, being, and soul to this character because I love her already.
Did you know that, Alan?
Yeah.
I told you that at dinner. That story,
but I don't listen to what Priscilla tells me. So it's like I'm hearing it anew. You know?
That letter was very meaningful to me because, you know, I wanted somebody who was as passionate about the show as we all were.
Yeah.
And, you know, at the time, you know, there are a lot of people, you know, the leads on a show, there are a lot of people who have a say. There's us, the producers. Yeah. There's also the studio. There's the network. You know, a lot of people involved, you know. And when you sent that letter, you know, and then we got on the phone and, you know, I gave you some ideas about the character that, you know, next time you went on tape. And, you know, and then, you know, you just, everyone fell in love with you. I mean, you were everyone's first choice and it was great. So, I mean, and I just love that you did that. A lot of people, I think, would be reluctant to do that. They would, you know, and it's funny because it reminded me of the first movie I ever wrote and produced that I made was a movie called Free Enterprise with William Shatner. And we'd gotten the financing before we ever got Bill, you know, because everybody thought he was going to do the movie. And then he turned us down, and I wrote this beautiful, what we call now the tear-stained letter, you know, which is like this, you know, long thing to say why we wanted him for the movie, and he ended up doing the film.
Wow.
And so the fact that you sent me this letter, you know, it really resonated for me, too, because I could relate to that when you want something so bad.
Yeah, and you're not scared of being told no at that point. It's just right. Like, this is what I feel. Please hear me out. And it's so funny because that the last year with acting for me, I was testing constantly. I was doing chemistry reads. I was getting so close, and just at the end, nothing was really working out. But I didn't really care about those projects. And some are doing really great right now and getting picked up for series, and it's all good stuff. But I just remember going in for this and for those projects, and always being like, if I get this, it'll be great. The money will be great. It'll be good to add this to my resume. But I didn't really care. And with this one, I would wake up in the middle of the night and check my email really fast and just look for the word Pandora. I was, like, obsessed with it. Obsessed. I can't even tell you. I drove my boyfriend Keenan crazy because I was always checking my phone was dying so fast.
You're dating Keenan Wayne from Saturday Night Live?
No.
I've met Keenan. I met Keenan at a chemistry read.
Keenan.
He beat me to a job about 3 years ago, which I totally agree with because he's so good looking. And he's such a good actor. He's such
gorgeous.
A nice guy.
He's stunning, yeah. And he actually went out for Keenan went out for Xander in this too.
Oh, he did.
So it all comes around in the end.
I know that.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because, I mean, everything about Oliver made us want to cast him, except there's this one headshot of him.
Is it the one with the hair? Is it the hair?
And it gave me pause.
I was just making fun of him for this in the elevator yesterday.
It's such an old headshot, and I don't know how everyone keeps getting their hands on it. For a while, I've been doing these jobs, and I turn up, and you go to the production office, and the headshots are up, and it's always that headshot. I haven't used it in ages.
Wait, isn't it on your Instagram? Let's see. I'm pretty sure it's, like,
is
on
it on
your
Instagram?
Oh, it's because a job I did a while ago was a...
Wait, is it this one, or...
Yes.
That's a character shot. That's not my fault.
That looks nothing like you.
Well, I'm a chameleon.
He looks like he's in like Trainspotting Babies. It's like,
totally.
You know.
Totally. You look at, yeah.
Yeah, well, fortunately.
You don't
that's
you
not
wonder,
how my hair is
you
missed.
Wonder where everyone gets show. It from, and it's like number 7 on his Instagram.
I'm not really posting it. I'm going to delete my whole Instagram because you pointed that out.
No, don't, but you're going to get all these new followers on social.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you got to, you know, wanna, as I said, science fiction fans are so fervent about, you know, shows they love, and hopefully this will be a show that people love and then, you know, want to know more about you guys and about the characters.
They're
going to
be your fans for life. Yeah. Sci-fi fans are the best.
I hope they love it as much as we do. I mean, this show touches on so many huge issues just in the first 2 episodes that we've done. What do we have? We have... prejudice, I guess it could be racism with Raylan.
Yeah, yeah.
We have...
the work of Oliver Dench.
The work of Oliver Dench. We have, you know, how religion can be used for evil sometimes.
And many more things that people are facing on a day-to-day rate, like friendships and moving schools, the kind of stuff that you were talking about personally for Jax and for you.
It's just so, even though it's in this alternate universe in the future, it's still so relevant to what's going on today. And that's what I love about it. Even every time I read a script, I'm just like, this is happening right now as well.
I love that they've given me a laser gun.
Oh my gosh, you and this gun.
Well, it was so funny. Remember, it was, I guess, the 3rd day of shooting. And, you know, Oliver comes over and says to me, he says, I know, you know, it's, you don't normally do this, but is it possible for me to take my prop home? You know, can I take my laser gun home?
And
I
you know what?
Practice with it.
He got in the car with it strapped to his leg. We got out of the car. We walked down the street with this gun strapped to his leg. But no one knows that. It looks like a real gun.
Yeah, I'll admit that was
but
a mistake.
But it's Bulgaria. It's not the U.S. No. I mean, actually, there are probably stricter gun laws here than the U.S., so.
Yeah.
Stricter gun laws everywhere.
I just don't think you should know.
Yeah.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I needed that. I needed to sleep with it under my pillow. Learn to eat dinner with it.
Did you use it as a spoon?
And love it. Yes, I did.
Oh, my God. It's like Gene Wilder with the sheep and everything you want to know about sex, but afraid to ask. He said, you have this gun you carry around. I'm having dinner with my gun. And, you know, exactly. Just my laser gun.
Oh, my gosh.
I have it with me right now.
You do, in fact.
Do
kidding.
I get a gun ever?
You will get a gun.
I do get a gun?
Spoiler alert.
Do I get superpowers? Oh,
this is a hefty gun.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Out. I'll see. Now you're going to be taking it home.
Nice.
Yeah.
I know.
Priscilla, wow. You can't hold it.
I've already held it. Oh, thank you.
But you know, you don't need a gun, because you're like a human weapon in the show. I mean, you saw how we filmed a scene yesterday, which I probably, I don't think it will have aired yet, but you, well, you just, you know, kick major butt.
Oh, that was so much fun. Yeah. We learned that whole stunt sequence in like 15 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, it was really fast. The teachers were, what was my, stunt coordinator's name?
Well, Liz Kala, and then the person who trained you, I don't remember what his name was, but they're excellent. I mean, they have excellent stunt teams
here. He was so good. Yeah, their stunt team is A1 here. Yeah. We learned it super quick, and it was so much fun to shoot too.
No, it's really great.
Well, they've done some great stunt work here in these studios. They filmed some real action film. Didn't 300 film here?
300, and also, you know, obviously the three Expendables movies filmed here.
Yeah. So it's no surprise that their stunt work.
Hellboy just.
The new one shot here, yeah, over at Boyana.
Yeah.
And we'll be doing some filming in the coming weeks. So,
really?
Yeah.
Are we going to Boyana?
Yeah, and they have like a really cool back lot and everything. I don't want to say much more than that.
Oh, actually,
we're going to Boyana on the premiere. But I don't want to say, yeah, for I'm telling you, like, I'm
telling you. It's such a secret.
Well, spit it out.
For the premiere. Let's just say we're going to Boyana for the premiere. We have a scene that we're filming over there. So, and you'll see, it's like, that's a Hollywood backlot. I mean, it's just, you know, they have all kinds of sets, and they have England, and they have New York streets.
Ah,
and
they have England.
It's like,
it was the state.
Finally.
It was the state studio. It was the Bulgarian state studio.
Oh, right.
Going years and years back, and now it's privately owned.
Yeah, well, the Soviets used to make their films. Like, Bulgaria was the heart of the Soviet filmmaking apparatus. They made a lot of propaganda.
And a lot of it
here.
Was done at Boyana.
Yeah.
Mm.
And now it's owned by a private company and big films. But there's a lot of, if you walk through the studio, there's a lot of classical photographs of going back 20, 30, 40 years of these old films that probably not available at all to see even, but just classical art movies, propaganda films, all sorts of stuff.
It makes me realize I've seen quite a few films that were made during the Soviet era that have scenes on the Black Sea in Bulgaria.
Oh, really?
They do a lot of shooting down the Black Sea, too.
That's why they have such a big film infrastructure here, because it dates back to when they were part, you know, behind the Iron Curtain, when they were part of the Soviet bloc.
When the wall fell, they had all this talent here, and then Western filmmakers came in here, so we've got a crew base and talent, and lots of big movies here, too. And one of the things I love, one of the things that people are going to see when they watch Pandora, is the incredible locations that you can't get anywhere else. I mean, you won't see the locations we have in any other U.S. TV show.
I was thinking about that, especially when you're dealing with alien worlds. There's so many places all around Europe that look like places that are known around Europe. If I were watching Pandora and I saw us go to an alien planet, and it looked like Tuscany,
right?
I'd know what Tuscany looks like, and you can recognize places like other Mediterranean coasts, but Bulgaria has a lot of gems that we can discover.
The caves.
Oh, that cave.
So we should film here and just go to Tuscany. But, I mean, that's the great thing, too, is like, you know, we've only been filming a couple of weeks, but the opportunity to travel around Europe, you know, too, would be so nice.
I really want to go to the Seven Lakes. But did you know you can't swim in them?
I did not know that.
Yeah, they're sacred, so you can't swim in them. Apparently, Bear Grylls swam in them when he was here and got in a lot of trouble
for doing that.
Yeah. But you can swim in the Dead Sea.
You can swim in the Dead Sea.
Yeah.
You can float in the Dead Sea.
Yeah.
You can
use all the salt.
Yeah. I think it's pretty grim.
Really? I think it's beautiful. It's supposed to be.
Well,
it just sounds grim.
No, it's like nothing can live in it or near it, I think.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's called like the salt and sea. And then. But then also there's so many spa products that come from there, too.
Well, yeah. I think it's not necessarily bad for your skin, but I think it's...
It's bad for the...
Oh, it's gorgeous. Look at this. Wow.
Yeah, like salt.
Oh, yeah, it's all...
Yeah.
That's crazy. That'll be fun. That'll be so much fun. But we can go somewhere to have fun, but we have so much fun here on set, too.
That's true.
We are constantly just messing around.
About the beetroot in your hood.
Did you find the beet in your hood?
Oh, that was you. I should have known. I said, who did that? And it was like, of course it was you.
That was actually me.
It was me and Gabby.
But
there's a few people going around with various vegetables.
I think you actually have a few more things in your hood right now.
Yes.
I think you have a couple of onions and mushrooms.
Well, now I know what I'm adding to my lunch. Yeah. I think you're needed back on set.
So if you say it loud enough at the podcast,
join us next time for more fun with the cast of Pandora.
Yay!
Here on the Pandora podcast. Thank you, Priscilla. Thank you, Oliver. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you very much.